All right, get ready to dive deep, because today we're tackling Romanian genealogy, and specifically a project called Genealogica. Now, this isn't your grandma's family tree scrapbook. We're talking a massive collaborative database, kind of like a time machine trying to map out, well, the entire historical population of Romania.
Yeah, it's really impressive, the scale of it. Genealogica, they've got over 200,000 historical records in there, and all of it searchable by name and location. Imagine, you know, being able to trace your family name centuries back, seeing where they lived, what they did. It's amazing. It's like having a personalized history book just for you, waiting to be unlocked.
Okay, so I'm hooked, but let's break this down. What kind of records are we talking about here? Because anyone who's even tried a little genealogy knows it's all about the right records.
Oh, they've got the good stuff, trust me. Tax censuses going back to the early 1800s, land ownership records, even church documents. And we're not just talking dry lists of names and dates. This is like looking through a window into the past. You get glimpses of social dynamics, the economy back then, even personal stories. It's incredible.
So take those tax censuses, early 1800s. Why are those so valuable to researchers?
Gold mine. Absolute gold mine, especially for anyone tracing family in Moldova before 1859. Think about it. They list not just the head of the household, but family members, their ages, occupations. It's like a snapshot of daily life frozen in time. You can start to see family structures, who held power in the community, even get an idea about social mobility, how people moved up or down.
So it's not just, okay, here's the name, here's the date. It's about understanding that whole context, right? That's where it gets really interesting.
Exactly, yeah. And then you've got those land ownership records, super valuable, especially from the period of like peasant emancipation between 1864 and 1945. They tell you about economic status, obviously, but also who are the neighbors, any land disputes, even how people moved within a region. It really fleshes out their world.
And you mentioned church documents, too, earlier. Those sometimes, I feel like, get overlooked, but they can be packed with info, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. Tons of stuff in there. Parish registers, population lists, marriage certificates. They often have details you wouldn't find anywhere else. Notes about community events, sometimes even like little personal stories. It adds color, depth, you know. It's those unexpected bits that make the research so exciting.
Yeah, it's like finding a little handwritten note tucked inside a history book. Speaking of exciting, we got to talk about the team behind Genealogica. This project is clearly a labor of love for them.
It shows, for sure, and it's remarkable, the range of expertise they have. You've got historians, demographers, linguists, even experts in genetics. That kind of multidisciplinary approach, that's what lets them analyze these old records from all these different angles, really dig deep into the stories they hold.
Like a team of detectives, each with their own specialty, working together to crack this historical case wide open. We've got Andrei Cucuruz. He's creating something called an onomastic catalog of Romania. Now that sounds pretty intense. Can you break down what that actually means for us non-experts?
Sure. An onomastic catalog. It's basically a deep dive into names, their origins, meanings, how they've changed over time. And this is super important for genealogy because, well, names can give you clues about family origins, migration patterns, even social status sometimes. So Andre's work is adding this whole other layer of understanding to the database.
Wow. That's a level of detail I wouldn't have even thought of.
Yeah.
Then we've got Dan Bosnianu. He got into this, inspired by his own family history. Seems like that's how a lot of folks get the genealogy bug, right?
Definitely. Those personal connections, they can really motivate you. So Dan, he was fascinated by these stories his grandparents would tell him about their lives. And it sparked this desire to trace his own family tree, went all the way back to the 18th century, in fact.
That's incredible. It really highlights that genealogy, it's not just collecting names and dates. It's about those stories, those unexpected connections that like bring history to life.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's where someone like Benon Dorneanu comes in. He's passionate about making those connections accessible to everyone. So he's all about blending those traditional research methods with modern technology, making the database user-friendly. He's been focusing on digitizing and transcribing records, especially from the Vaslui region, so anyone can search and understand them easily.
It's like building a bridge between the past and the present, right?
Yeah.
Using tech to unlock these historical treasures for everyone. I love that.
Me too. And let's not forget, Andrei Gipa, he's the one who specializes in paleography, basically, deciphering old handwriting. Crucial skill when you're working with historical documents, many of which are in Romanian Cyrillic, other scripts that can be tough to read. So Andre's expertise is what makes sure the information in the database is as accurate and complete as possible.
Makes sense. I imagine there are some serious challenges when you're dealing with such old, delicate documents, especially when you consider just how much material they're working with.
Oh, it's a huge undertaking, no doubt. But the team's dedication is, it's really inspiring. They get that not everyone has time to, you know, decipher these old documents. So they created a forum where people can connect, share their findings, help each other out.
So it's not just a database. It's like a whole community, a place where people collaborate, learn from each other, build something special together.
Exactly. And that forum, it's active, really active. They've got over 900 messages, 143 different topics, all from 72 active members. Really shows the collaborative spirit of this whole thing.
Wow, that's amazing. Speaking of collaboration, I'm curious, how do they make sure all the info in the database is accurate? They're relying on lots of volunteer contributions, and we know historical records, sometimes they're incomplete, contradictory even.
Yeah. You're right, that's a key point. And one of the things I really admire about Genealogica, they're committed to transparency. They know errors are possible, and they actively encourage community feedback to keep things accurate. They've got a whole system for flagging potential errors. The team works hard to verify information, make corrections. It's a constantly evolving project, which, you know, I think that's a good thing. Shows they're committed to getting it right.
Really inspiring to see that level of dedication and that openness. It makes you realize this project is about more than just data. It's about building trust, fostering a sense of community, and making sure that the history they're preserving, it's as accurate and complete as possible.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And speaking of preserving history, we've got one more team member we should mention, Simona Gergel. She brings a really unique skill set to the project. She specializes in Catholic villages near Roman, and she uses genetic genealogy in her research.
Oh, now that's fascinating. Genetic genealogy, that's a pretty new field, isn't it? Can you explain how she's using it to uncover family histories?
Well, Simona, she combines the traditional genealogical research with DNA analysis. This is especially useful for communities where, you know, historical records are kind of sparse.
Mm-hmm.
DNA testing can trace ancestral origins, migration patterns, reveal connections that might have been completely lost to time.
So she's using science almost to fill in the gaps in the historical record, creating a more complete picture of the past. That's pretty incredible.
It is. It really highlights how history is always evolving. New technologies, new approaches. They're letting us delve deeper, make new discoveries all the time.
Okay, so we've got this massive database, a diverse team of experts, a super active online community. It's clear, Genealogica is way more than just a genealogy project. It's almost like a cultural phenomenon.
It is. It really speaks to this deeper human need to understand where we come from, connect with our ancestors, find our place in history.
Beautifully said. Now, before we jump into the next part of a deep dive, I want to take a moment to just acknowledge the unsung heroes of this whole thing. The folks who are painstakingly transcribing all those old documents. That's meticulous work, but it's what makes this history accessible.
Absolutely. A true labor of love. We owe them a lot. Their dedication is what ensures that these stories, these connections to the past, are preserved for future generations.
So true. Well said. Now, are you ready to roll up our sleeves, learn how to use Genealogica to uncover our own family histories? Because in the next part of our deep dive, we're going to get practical. How to navigate the database, search for records, start piecing together your own family tree.
Sounds good to me. Let's do it.
Okay, so we've established Genealogica is like this gold mine of information for anyone with Romanian roots. Or even, you know, just an interest in Romanian history in general. But how do you actually use it? Where do you even start?
Well, the good news is the Genealogica website, it's actually designed to be pretty user-friendly, even if you're, you know, totally new to genealogy. They've got two main search functions. You can search by name or by location.
So if I, say, knew my great-grandmother's name, I could just type it in and see what pops up.
Exactly, yeah. You might be surprised what you find. Keep in mind, though, you might get multiple results, especially if it's a common name. That's where the location search comes in handy. If you know, okay, my family was from this particular village, this region, you can narrow things down, you know, and increase your chances of finding the right person.
That makes sense. All right, so let's say I find a record, seems to match my great-grandmother. What kind of info am I likely to see?
Well, it depends on the type of record, of course. Like those tax censuses we talked about, those are amazing. You get a real snapshot of family life. Head of the household, family members, ages, occupations, even religious affiliations sometimes.
Yeah, like a little glimpse into their world. You can start to picture, you know, what their lives were like, who they interacted with, the challenges they faced. It's amazing.
Exactly. And if you're lucky enough to find land ownership records, those can be super revealing. How much land they owned, who their neighbors were, even if there were any land disputes. it helps you understand, like, their economic situation, their place in the community.
It sounds like you can build a pretty detailed picture from these records. And then, of course, there's the, you know, the civil status records, births, marriages, deaths, the essential stuff for any family tree.
Absolutely. Can't forget those. Birth records usually have, you know, child's name, date and place of birth, parents' names. Marriage records give you the bride and groom, obviously, date and place of the marriage, often the names of their parents, witnesses too. And death records, well, those can tell you about cause of death, family relationships at the time, things like that.
Wow. It's incredible how much information is packed into those records. I imagine, though, some of those, especially the older ones, it must be pretty hard to read.
Oh, yeah, you're right. A lot of these documents, they're handwritten, often in old script, which it can be tough to decipher. That's where paleography comes in.
Okay, you mentioned that term earlier, but I gotta admit, I'm still not entirely sure what it means.
So paleography, basically, it's the study of old handwriting, understanding the different writing styles, the scripts, the abbreviations that were used back then. It's a specialized skill, but super important when you're working with these historical documents.
So if I'm looking at a document and I'm just like totally stumped, what do I do?
Well, that's one of the great things about the Genealogica Forum. They have a whole section devoted to paleography. You can post images of those tough-to-read documents, ask for help transcribing them. There are experts on the forum always willing to lend a hand.
That's so helpful. It shows you, you know, the value of that community aspect. It's not just about the database itself. It's about having this whole network of people to support you in your research.
Exactly. And the forum's great for all sorts of genealogical challenges. Hit a brick wall in your research? Can't find a specific ancestor's birth record? Not sure how to connect different branches of your family tree? Post your questions there. Chances are someone's run into the same problem, can offer some guidance.
Like having a team of like expert genealogists at your fingertips ready to help you solve these historical mysteries.
That's a great way to put it. And it's not just about getting help either. The forum's a great place to share your own findings, your experiences. You never know who you might help. Maybe someone else is researching the same family line, or, you know, your discoveries could shed light on a historical event, a whole community even.
Yeah, it's a two-way street. You're contributing to this collective knowledge, making the project richer, more valuable for everyone.
Precisely, and that's what makes Genealogica so special. It's a true community effort, driven by this shared passion for preserving history, making it accessible.
Now, we talked earlier about the, you know, the diverse expertise on the Genealogica team. I'm actually really curious to learn more about the individuals themselves, their motivations, what drew them to this project.
Yeah, that's a great point, because behind those databases, those search functions, are real people with fascinating stories.
Okay, so let's meet the team then. So we've talked about, like, the what's of Genealogica, the database, the records, the forum. But now let's meet the who, the passionate folks behind it all. They're not just, like, data crunchers. They're history detectives.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And each one brings like a unique perspective, a skill set. It's amazing.
So let's start with Andre Kukuruz, our demography whiz working on that onomastic catalog. What got him so interested in Romanian names at that level?
For him, it was kind of personal, you know, turned into this passion project. He was doing his own genealogy research and he realized, like, wow, there's so much valuable information hidden away in the National Archives, just waiting to be discovered. And he wanted to make it accessible to everyone. The onomastic catalog is a big part of that.
Because understanding names, it goes way beyond just, you know, labels, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. Names, they can tell you about family origins, migration patterns, even social status, sometimes. So Andre's work, it helps us decipher those clues, and it adds, like, this whole other layer to our understanding of Romanian history.
Yeah, it's amazing how something as simple as a name can unlock so much about the past. And speaking of personal connections, Dan Balsanciano, his story is a great example of how, like, family history can spark that genealogy bug.
It's true, for sure. So Dan, he was just captivated by these stories his grandparents would tell him about their lives, especially during the war. And those stories, they sparked this curiosity in him. He started researching his own family tree, went all the way back to the 18th century.
Wow, I bet that journey led to some pretty amazing discoveries.
Definitely did. Uncovered all these details about his ancestors, origins of his surname, even the ethnic diversity in his family line. It's a good reminder that family history is full of surprises.
All right, and we also have Benon Dornianu bring this modern tech approach to, you know, a pretty traditional field. What makes his work stand out?
Benon, he's all about access. He believes technology can bridge that gap between the past and the present, you know. So he's focusing on digitizing, transcribing records a lot from the Vaslui region so they can be easily searched, understood by anyone with an internet connection. It's fantastic.
Like creating a digital portal to the past, opening up these historical treasures for everyone. I love that.
It's so important. And then there's Andre Jipa, our paleography expert. His role is crucial because, well, like we talked about, so many of these documents are handwritten, can be really tough to read.
He's like the code breaker for history.
Exactly. And he's dedicated to making those records readable, making sure the information in the database is accurate, complete, you know. It's meticulous work, but so important for the integrity of the whole project.
Absolutely. Now, Simona Grigal, she specializes in Catholic villages near Roman and uses genetic genealogy. That's a fascinating area.
Simona's work is groundbreaking, really. She combines traditional genealogy with DNA analysis to trace family lines, uncover those connections that might have been hidden. And this is especially helpful for communities where, you know, historical records are limited. DNA can provide those missing pieces.
So she's like using science to fill in those gaps in the historical record, creating a more complete, nuanced picture of the past.
Exactly. A powerful tool. And Simona's a real pioneer in this field, especially in Romania.
And finally, we have Andre Desaga, researching mountain communities in Baca County, including the Xunga people. What makes his work so unique?
Well, Andre's interested in those kind of overlooked communities in Romanian history. The Sungo people, for instance, they're Hungarian-speaking, with this rich cultural heritage, but not as well documented. So Andre's research is, it's shining a light on these communities using archives, oral histories, even ethnographic methods to tell their stories.
It's amazing how this team represents like such a diverse range of expertise, interest. It's incredible. Together, they're painting this really comprehensive picture of Romanian history.
It speaks to the richness of that history for sure, and the power of collaboration.
As we wrap up our deep dive into Genealogica, I'm really struck by the passion, the dedication of everyone involved. It's not just about building a database. It's about building bridges to the past, connecting people to their heritage, and inspiring this deeper appreciation for Romanian history and culture.
Couldn't agree more. And it's important to remember, this project wouldn't exist without the volunteers. All those people transcribing those documents, piecing together history bit by bit.
Huge round of applause for those folks. They're the unsung heroes.
For sure. Their work is what makes this information available to everyone.
So to anyone listening who's feeling inspired, I encourage you, go check out the Genealogica website, explore the database, join the forum, see what you discover. You might be amazed by what you find.
You might even uncover your own family mysteries. Who knows? Or contribute to a new understanding of history.
Everyone has a story. And those stories are out there waiting to be uncovered. Happy exploring.